You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And a very good morning to you, Crystal, as you give us the latest in terms of what's happening on the rest of the continent. We start, of course, with SADC ending its Lesotho Army and Security mission for now.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So the SADC troops have left Lesotho after its intervention mission ended. The troops which were mobilized from SADC countries, including Angola, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, they've been in the country since 2017, known as the SADC Preventative Mission in Lesotho, and they comprised of over 200 soldiers, several intelligence personnel, police officers, and civilian experts. And they were there to help the Lesotho government and defense force just to get back on track. So, of course, the Lesotho Prime Minister, Thomas Tabani, thanked the SADC force and said he was grateful for the assistance and that it also helped stabilize the country. So, of course, there's hope now. He said that that all the security forces in the country will respect civilian authority. Now, the Lesotho Defense Force is now in charge of the country. And, of course, that's been part of the challenge in the country because there's been some rogue soldiers destabilizing or bent on destabilizing Tabani's coalition. But of course, we see now that Tom Tabani's government and opposition had signed a memorandum and that they will respect the rule of law. But it's interesting, Bongani, because of course the country, they allocate about $52 million, and some academics are now arguing that it should in fact abandon the army and actually put the money to better use. And of course, our very own Sean Abrams has been asked by the Lesotho government to prosecute 8 soldiers. That's going to be a very politically sensitive country. So Tom Tabani will have to steer some interesting times ahead for that country, Bongani.
All right. We talk about things like the blue ocean economy, but for many fishing communities on the continent, it's a real problem, isn't it?
Exactly, Bongani. And in fact, UN and African fishing experts met in Kenya to discuss this issue because, of course, for West and East Africa and different island nations, this is a big issue. But, of course, they are, in fact, at greater risk of extinction as country, the financing benefits of tourism, mass-scale industrial fishing, and, of course, the exploration of oil to jumpstart this blue economy. Because, of course, it's a lot of money. We're looking at more than 38 coastal and island states along the African nations. They want to tap into this ocean resource through commercial fishing, tourism. But, of course, this is not helping. We're looking at $1 trillion economy, but already it loses about $42 billion just by illegal fishing. I remember, Bongani, just in Senegal, for instance, you would find fishermen, because there's no fish nearer to the coast, they would actually use explosions, use dynamite to get the fish out. And it's those kind of issues because of livelihood of ordinary fishermen and, of course, these mass-scale fishing trawlers doing illegal fishing that's scaring away fish stocks. And these UN experts are saying, look, we need to look at it, because then there's also the issue of pollution and how it's impacting on our tourism and then fishing stocks depleting. And of course, Bongani, if we do know, in Thailand recently, that famous beach where Leonardo DiCaprio showed the world the beauty of Thailand, that has in fact been closed because exactly of pollution, and that the island needed to be restored. So that is the real challenge that we risk going to islands like Mauritius or on along East Africa, that unless governments start looking at and finding a balance between the blue economy and looking after the environment, we might face some serious challenges.
All right, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.